Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. Lord, the week that just ended, O God, we know how many good things that you did in our lives. We are very grateful. Lord Jesus, that is the assurance that we have, that as we travel through this troublous world, where Satan is the present God of this age, Lord, you promise you will never leave us nor forsake us. You say, I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father. We commit this on the screen to your hands. We pray the little time that we have before you. Let something be said that will be an encouragement to somebody. Let something be said that we destroy the works of the devil, that we establish the things of God in our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 2. The gospel according to Brother John chapter 2. We will read. We will read from verse 1 to verse 10. John chapter 2. At the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called, and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purified of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 flasks apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And he filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now a bear unto the governor of the feast. And they buy it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men are well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Let's take verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Look up, please be seated. Praise be to God. Well, we all are acquainted with the Bible as believers of the message of our day. The prophet has taught us the importance of reading the word every day, because he told us that we are what we eat. If you want to be the word of God on 2 feet, then eat the word every day. We all know the story that I've just read from the scripture. Was it in the few minutes given to us, spoke on this, that whatever he said to you, do it. I just want to take this in the Sunday school, because time is not on our side. Before you say Jack Robinson, your time has expired. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. You see, in the other words, you have to obey every word of God. Brother Abraham told us that to receive the Holy Ghost, you must obey every word of God. He said your full obedience to the word of God entitled you to the token. Amen? That is what I titled you to, the token. Church, let us know that without the token, you have no assurance of resurrection. I mean the first resurrection. You don't have the assurance. Everybody will resurrect. Hello? Everybody will resurrect. It depends on the resurrection that we fall in. There are different resurrections as it is written in the scripture. There is going to be first resurrection. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And the day that our life and remain that are in Christ shall be changed. And then there is going to be a convocation, a gathering together of both the resurrected one and the changed one. For what? For the translation. Amen? The assurance that you have, that you have eternal life. What is eternal life? Eternal life is simply the life that has no beginning, it has no end. It's eternal. And there's only one person that has that life, and that is God. So what we are saying, in order for you to have eternal life, you must have God in you, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? A man that is filled with the Holy Ghost, a woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost, he has divine assurance that he has passed from death unto life. So let the whole world, the entire world, gather together and gag up against him. They are joking. They are gagging up against him or whatever they say against him. Because it's a union with Jehovah God. How can you tell me I'm naked as I'm standing before you? I know how I dress at all. And I can see that I'm clothed. You told me I'm naked. I know that something must be wrong with you mentally. May God help us. The importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it cannot be overemphasized. That is actually what Christianity is all about. You know, when Jesus came, he told the people, he said, if I go away, I will send the comforter unto you. He said, until I go away, the comforter will not come. Do you know why the comforter could not come when Jesus was here? According to the promised scriptures, when Jesus was here, he has to carry the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He couldn't be sharing Holy Ghost with anybody at that time. That is why he has to go away for the Holy Ghost to come unto us. Amen? Amen? God bless you. But after going away, he sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. We all know what that happened. And the people that had Peter, the rest of them, where they were making jests. It's not true. If you see people making jests today about the things of God or all kinds of things, it's not just starting. It has been on. They look at them and say, oh, those people that are staggering, jabbering, like they are drunk with wine. And Peter stood up and said, hey, these people are not drunk with wine. They look at the time. Then he went into a little sermon and he preached it. And then the people were pricked in their hearts. The question now came, men and brethren, what shall we do? The prophet said the question was that, what shall we do in order to be saved? He said that is the question. Hallelujah. Well, the answer came, I think in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 or thereabouts. Oh, God bless you, my brother. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Has God called you? Then you are entitled to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see, the Holy Ghost is God living in you. There is no way that God will be living in you and you don't know. Amen? But Abraham made a statement. He said, in the sight of God, because we are under the blood, he said, in the sight of God, we are perfect. He said, I may not be perfect in your eyes. I said, you may not be perfect in my eyes. He said, but in the eyes of God, he said, you are perfect. Amen? Oh, man. Let me leave it there. May God help us. Anybody coming, for instance, now to tell me, Brother Martins, you don't have the Holy Ghost. It's a joker. The person is a joker. Because our fellowship with the Holy Ghost every day. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you fellowship with Him every day. Amen? It's a quickening power that dwells in you, that empower you, even in your prayer. He encourages you with the things of God, that give you power to do the things of God. Are you following me? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Now, let me not abandon completely what we put on the board. Whatsoever is here unto you, do it. Who? Who are we saying that whatsoever he says is God? This Bible, you see, so it contains doctrine, it contains rebukes, it contains corrections, it contains instructions unto righteousness. So that what? So that you, as man of God, you, as woman of God, you, as a boy of God, you, as a girl of God, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let me tell you that our perfection is in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are perfect. Amen? May God help us. There used to be a popular saying that after all, no man is perfect. You are not talking the Bible. The Bible says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. What the Bible is saying is that be like God. Is it possible to be like God? God put you here to be like Him. That is why I don't believe, I don't know what is wrong with people running away, putting fear in people concerning little demons or witches, wizards, emiles, ogbajes, mami, water spirit. They are demons. And God has given us authority to cast them out. If you are not sure you are a child of God, stay away from it. They will injure you. But if you know where you are studying, oh man, at your command, they will obey. God bless you. It used to baffle me when I... That thing is nothing but unbelief. Are you following me? Nothing but unbelief. You say, oh, that woman is an old woman. It's a witch. Stay away from him. Stay away from her. That is rubbish. When I was growing up in my family, as a little boy, there was an elderly woman somewhere in her family. They said, nobody should cheat them. Mothers will warn their children, don't go and take food from that woman. I was eating from that woman steadily. Let me tell you one thing. Not until you are converted before God takes responsibility of caring for you. He formed you in your mother's womb. He ordained you to be his child. Before you are converted, he has taken full control of your life. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. There's just much to say, but let me just consecrate to what we are saying. This was a marriage. Jesus was invited. Don't be surprised you find the Bible say the mother of Jesus was there. We know Mary was not the mother of Jesus. That sounds strange. Listen very closely. Mary was not the mother of Jesus Christ. The mother of a baby must supply the egg. Are you following me? Must supply the egg, while the father must supply the life giver, the The prophet told us that where man and woman live together, that's husband and wife. Remember, church, it is only where you are married that God permits you to live with a man, you women. It's only where you are married, young men, that God permits you to live with a woman. If you do it without, you are not yet married, you are living in fornication, and you are condemned by the scriptures. So stay away from it. He said, when husband and wife live together, he said, what the woman discharges is eggs. He said, they are in millions. He said, what the man discharges is in millions. He said, there is an intelligence that guides the one that will cling to each other. He said, you will think the one in the front. He said, no. He said, it may be the last one at the back that is going to cling to the one. He said, there is an intelligence guiding them. Who is that? Who is that intelligence? It is that intelligence guiding them that has determined whether it be gay or boy. Hello? Whether it be tall or short. So when God make you short, don't tell God he has made mistake by going to try to, you know, that kind of a thing. If you walk fast and that is trouble, you may break your leg. So high heel shoes, the message condemn it. If you have them, if I were you, what God says I should not use, I will give it to somebody. I will destroy it. Because if God condemns it when I wear it, the person I give it to, though it might not be in our church, God will condemn it when he wear it. Amen? It's like if I was a tailor, I would say I was a woman, and I'm a tailor, and you want me to sew trousers for you. Carry your money. I will sew trousers for you. Because you're a woman. God says I should not do it. You say, oh, you are driving away your customers. God will see to it. The God that feeds the birds in the air, that feeds the animals in the field, all the living creatures under the water, he will make sure that I don't go hungry. Whatever he said unto you, do it. You might be living in the United States or anywhere where there is snow. Don't go and put trousers, you say it's pajamas. It must, everything that God said don't do, if you are going to do it, it should condemn your conscience. Hello? It should condemn your conscience. Praise God, amen. Somebody was talking about lusting after women. You have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost take over your life. You think Holy Ghost will be lusting after woman? Forget about it. If you are lusting after woman, you claim you have the Holy Ghost. You have a ghost and not the Holy Ghost of God. What you have is a ghost. The Holy Ghost doesn't lust. You say, how do you know? It's because I have the Holy Ghost. Before I become a Christian, I know what lust means. I know. You know, the other time I was preaching, I said, the greatest temptation to man is woman. Because they were one together before they were separated. That is why there used to be a popular saying that the opposite sex attracts. Who told you that women doesn't lust after men? They do. They are mortal. May God help us. But you see, there are two beds. Two beds. The natural bed. That natural bed gives you a rebellious nature. A rebellious nature. What is it rebel against? The word of God. I'm telling you. Whatever God says, you will rebel against it. Because it's contrary to your nature. When the prophet was explaining this, he said it's like you go to a pig pen where they put pigs. And you tell the pig, you go with a lamb. You tell the pig, Mr. Pig, you are eating dirty things. Look how dirty you are. You see this lamb, how beautiful it is. I can change you to be a lamb. He will tell you, mind your business. Do you know why? It's because he has been made a pig. That is all he knows. That is his nature. That is what he wants to be. Whether when you change it to land, whatever, it doesn't concern him. He wants to remain a pig. He will say, mind your business. Amen? It is the same thing to sinners. That is why when God brought the first man to the garden, I told him what to do. Amen? I told him what to do. He gave him instructions that the fruit among all the trees that in the garden you can eat, but with the exception of one tree. That tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day you eat the fruit thereof, that day you will surely die. Death is a very painful thing. Very, very painful. Very, very painful. I tell you, there's nothing as painful as death. Somebody that you have been relating with every day, he simply lies down. He's complete, he height, he size, everything, but he can't talk. That's why the Bible says the body without the spirit is dead. When my boy died, Mario, the boy went to work, come back from work, he took his bicycle, as usual, he went, we greeted, we chatted, he went to join the family, you know, they both went together, riding bicycle. Sometimes when they get to the field, it's either they ride bicycle around, they have route where they ride bicycle, or they park the bicycle, they play whatever is game they are doing. But only to hear in the evening, somebody gave me a call from the field. Say, this is what has happened to your boy. Please come quickly. I told him I can't come to a place like that. It's a rowdy place. He said, better leave me. I went into the room and then I said, God, that's the only child I have. And I know you don't make mistakes. And your prophet said, until you finish with any of your children, you don't take them. If you are finished with him, who is me to say don't take him? Suppose I didn't have at all money, Kobimori. What does that mean to me? All that I want is the kingdom of God. Whether I'm Obimo, it makes no difference. Shebi, I won't call her because of the kingdom of God. Won't you marry? Hello? God bless you. Maybe when I call for the main something, I will talk more on that. Just a little testimony. When situation happens around you, God raises a standard. I'm telling you. That is why you people that are fast to talk, your lips is very fast to pass judgment. You have to be very careful. Because Jesus said something. He said, anyone that blesses Father Jew is blessed. Anyone that curses Father Jew is cursed. You hear that? So be very careful when you are dealing with God's children. They are delicate people. Very delicate. Don't talk. The prophet said, if you open your ear to a gossip, you mind your experience. Somebody come and gossip to you. You must be spiritual enough to correct that person. I don't care who the person is. If a minister come and gossip about Brother Odele to me, I will tell him, this is the things that we preach against. If you have anything against him, go and meet him and settle it. As you see me, so this time I come here. Anything I tell you, I'm talking to myself. If I tell you one, multiply that by two to myself. Because Brother Abraham said, remember, this kingdom we are talking about, I'm interested in the place. I'm not a tout. Me o shagbero. Eko. When he fool, they go, he remain. He did go. No. I know that anything I tell you, anything that the word of God condemns, and I tell you the word of God condemns this, if I do it, I am condemned. God will not say, oh, he's my minister. Minister's what? Let me give you one of the examples I have in mind. Whatever he says unto you, what? Do it. Look at a man like Moses. We all know the story of Moses. I can tell the rest of the 10 minutes of Moses, but I will do it. We know how Moses was born. We know his life. Oh, hallelujah. When he was born, you see, the hand of God is upon his people right from the beginning to the end. Do you know when Moses was born? Was the time that they say when the Hebrew women are giving birth, you watch them. If it's a female, spare it. If it's a male, kill him. It was at that time Moses was born. To tell you the devil is always after God's children. You say, what are you saying? But Abraham said, if Satan is not pursuing you, it's because he has got you. And because he cannot get you as a child of God, he's always after you. Amen? Finally, let me just, oh my. When Moses was born, we know how he was kept. He could no longer be kept. The mother made a little ark. They carried him, put him by the waterside, and they asked the sister to stay there and watch what's going to become of the child. Hallelujah. The eye of Jehovah was watching Moses. Immediately they put him there. God went straight to the house of Pharaoh, to the daughter of Pharaoh, say, hey girl, go and take your bath. Whether she like it or not, she must prepare a good and take her bath. God said, go and take your bath. When they get there, God must have directed our eyes. Where God is protecting you, you are protected. I'm telling you, there is no, when Jesus said, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. It is absolutely the truth. Every promise of God is true. I don't care what type of weapon. It will not prosper. Why? Because it is thus says the Lord. God directed the eye of the woman to that ark. He told them, he said, go and fetch that ark. When they brought the ark, little Moses was inside. He started weeping. Listen, church. This lady was not a baby. She was aware of the decree of the father concerning Hebrew children and the way they give birth. If they give birth to a baby boy, they should kill. Why didn't she say, an Hebrew woman had come to hide this one here? Of course, she said it. Why did she say, okay, call me a soldier there. Come and take care of him. It's not possible. Jehovah is monitoring the life of that child. Oh, praise be to God. Then, he said, I will take this one and nurse this one for myself. While he was saying that, the sister came to him, to her, me to say, he said, do you want a woman whose breast is flowing? He said, yes. He said, go and fetch me one. The sister went, bring the mother of the baby. Listen, church. When it comes to the way God operates, there's no coincidence. They brought the mother. The king said, any Hebrew woman that gave birth to a male, they should kill the male. And here is a male that the hand of Jehovah is upon. Not only that, Jehovah makes sure that the mother that will raise this child is placed on salary. They place the mother on salary that is raising the child that will destroy that kingdom. The goodness and the mercies and the protection and the provisions and the goodness of God will follow us all the days of our lives. Oh, my. That is absolutely the truth. Where? They place her on salary. And right from small, she begins to pray for the child, raising the child, telling the child, hey guy, you are not an Egyptian. You see the people, they call Moldovans, that's where we come from. He raised the child. Brother Abraham said, before you marry, say, be careful. Though he told... Is that your first bear? Thank you. He said, be careful who you marry. He said, don't marry beauty, marry character. He said, whatever that woman is, he said, that is how he raised the child. Hello? So, well, that is it. Finally, he dawned on Moses one day. He said, after all, I've been told by my mama that I'm the one who will deliver this people. Let me visit them. He visited them. When he got there, he saw one Hebrew and Egyptian striving. He said, hey, you are fighting my brother in my presence? The Hebrew will be ordained to take care of. He just take the Hebrew child who was like, he just carried the man. Nakanda, carry him, Nakanda, carry him, Nakanda, carry him, Nakanda, he kill him. Not only kill him, she go adedly buried him. Amen. He left the place. At another time, he went again to go. When he got there this time around, people were fighting. People always fight. It's a rebellious nature. It's a stubborn nature. It's a nature that like fighting, quarreling. It's a nature that like to keep malice. So you can see yourself. If you are keeping malice with anybody, whether with unbeliever or with believer, you have a fallen nature. I don't care. Your nature is not converted. If you are converted, you love everybody. Hello? Everybody you love. That will show you that love we are talking about is not filial love. It's agape love. He said, we are brethren. Why are you striving against each other? The one that is guilty. Listen, if two people are fighting, because we are told if a concept or you are fighting that, although we are guilty. It has always been like that. The Bible said the guilty one say, hey! Who made you whatever you want to be over us? You want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Moses said, this is not hidden. He took to his heel. He ran away. I don't care where anybody run to. But Abraham said, as long as there is breath of life in him, he said, don't lose hope. All your children, no matter what they are doing presently, be correcting them and be praying for them. If they are ordained to life, they will come to God. Let me tell you, do you know that even you that is filled with the Holy Ghost, you can give birth to a serpent seed? It's God's doing. Ashe yo wuni. He doesn't need to consult you. He's not going to consult nobody. He does whatever he wants to do. That's our God. That is why you will be the most funny person to say you want to take a man out of the kingdom of God. You want to see them. Now you put him there. You say you want to remove him. Or they told Shirley to marry. God bless you, church. Where, look at this Moses. So, when Miriam made fun of Moses for marrying an Ethiopian woman, God smote Miriam with leprosy. He said, don't you fear God? My prophet used to see visions and hear God says the Lord. But Moses, I talk lip to ear with him. Now you they talk against. It takes Moses to come and pray for Miriam. Otherwise she would die with that leprosy. But I want to bring out something. Do you know that this same Moses is the journey of the wilderness? God told him, speak to the rock once. Hello? Speak to the rock once, and it will bring its water. After that, each time you want water, smite the rock once. After that, when you want water, speak to it. Because they provoked him, anger is of the devil. After, because they provoked him, he hit the rock again instead of speaking to the rock. Did God spare him? He called him, said, come here. The thing I ask you not to do, now you go to. You look at the land. You are not physically going there. Moses was not lost. He was not lost. So don't misunderstand the prophet. Say, you see, Ojulo Firi, Esere Oni Tebe. Come to this matter and die. Why? Disobedience. May God help us. Adonisette, you are growing up. Very soon, you will become big sisters. Whosoever will be pastoring you then, even if I'm no longer here, they will be calling you the sister. We saw one, calling you the pastor. We saw one sister in your church. Stay with your mother in the kitchen where she's cooking. Are you listening to me? Where she cook okra, know how to cook it. The day he cook egusi, know how to cook it. The day he cook abula, know how to cook it. The day he cook efo, know how to cook it. So that when you go and marry, you don't take all this, whatever they call them. In the morning, you carry your husband, go there. In the evening, you go there. What type of a woman are you? You must learn how to cook. Mothers, teach your children how to cook. Because whatever she becomes in husband's house, is either the praise come to you or the blame come to you. Choose one. May God help us. Second bell at the run. I'm coming back. You know, I said I'll be preaching more. This one I'm doing so, is God arrange it. It's not me. Any time I preach on the school, Otonos, I'll be able to. My associate is not at all. Shotonsi. God bless you, church. Shall we bow our heads? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that you are giving unto us. It is this word that taught us what to do and how to gain favor from you, how to receive blessings, how to resist Satan. Everything is your word. The few things that we have mentioned, Lord, may you let them stay in our hearts to guide us in this life journey. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.